When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country or around the world if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And hey, did you know you can find us on Facebook these days? Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. Sure appreciate that. And check out all the really cool stuff that I post during the week. And, you know, I have noticed the rest of you probably do Facebook the same way that I do, and that's you look at your timeline and then you see everything. But you don't always have time to check your timeline all the time, and so you miss a lot of stuff. And so I've posted some really neat stuff in the last couple of weeks on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. A lot of you guys have missed some of them. So it's worth going directly to Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page and see what's there. And because there's some really, really neat stuff. And, you know, it's not the beautiful sunny Sunday morning that we've had in the last few weeks, but it is supposed to be a nice day today, I think. Let's check in with Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, who's here. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Martha.
And how are you today?
I'm doing well. It's a nice, peaceful Sunday morning, don't you think?
Well, it is. It's just kind of overcast and foggy around, but isn't it supposed to get sunny today again, isn't it?
The clouds will lift somewhat.
Okay.
We have some small weather systems that are going to be moving into the next couple of days, but scattered showers here and there, and then it'll get nice again towards the end of next week.
Yeah, but that's what...
hard to match.
Well, at least on the news I saw last night, it had sun today and tomorrow, and then the rain starting on Tuesday on and off, and then next week when it's supposed to be nice, but who knows. But anyway, boy, have we had glorious weather.
Nice, wow. Last week, Thursday and Friday were excellent.
Well, and yesterday was gorgeous. I got my first burn of the season in, which last year I didn't burn at all with the drought we had and all of that. So I'm way ahead of schedule. What a pleasure it was to be out working in the yard and weeding and doing all that stuff in a t-shirt, warm, you know, nice, comfortable.
We need the vitamin D.
We certainly do. Anyway, I'm expecting the sun to come out at my house later today, but right now it's cloudy and overcast, which means it's a perfect Sunday morning for you just either stay in bed and listen or hang out with a cup of tea or coffee or whatever you want to do and listen to Animal World, don't you think? I think so.
Absolutely.
And in the other studio, her private studio is Animal World's associate producer and call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
You've got your lights on bright in there, so I can
know.
Actually see you.
I actually tried to turn them down, but they decided they didn't like that, and they were blinking on me.
Okay. Well, actually, it makes it easier for me to see you when you have the mood lit lighting going on, then I can't see you well through the glass.
Well,
but when you have the glass on, then I can actually see you.
Yeah.
Okay. And
there
then in between you and me, and actually in the studio with us, rounding out The table would be our guest today because it is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday. That means Dr. Nels Rasmussen is in the house. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Hello, Martha, and everyone else.
Hey, all right. So nice to have you back in the studio.
It's always great to be here.
Yeah, yeah. We love having you. And, of course, that means that we will have open phone lines throughout the show, and Dr. Nels is available to do remote treatments for you or your animal friends. Sometimes if you're calling in about your animal friend, he can go right to working on your animal, but sometimes he says he has to work on you first and then your animals. So,
right. Yeah. The human-animal bond, which you so aptly talk and teach about.
Yeah. And we are very much connected with our animal friends. And but you work on both humans and animals.
Right.
And we will shortly get into what is bioenergetic synchronization technique and what's that's all about. But let me tell you what else is going on today. We'll, of course, in a little bit, make the show official and start with our St. Francis prayers and peace and harmony affirmations. And I've got a little bit of follow-up, a little bit of news. I've got current events scheduled for... It's normal time around 10:50, 10:55 today, but, you know, we often are so busy on the phones when Dr. Nels is in the studio that I push it off till the last hour. But we will get to current events today. And sometime today when we have open phone lines, we will do our Missing Link giveaway. Remember, Missing Link is the supplement that helps provide what's missing for your in processed or cooked food for your animal friends. And there are a number of different choices when you choose the right missing link for your animal friend. There are three formulas for dogs. There's a formula for cats. There's a wellness vegetarian formula you can feed to both dogs and cats and other household critters. There's a bird formula and a poultry formula. You can choose any of those versions if you are the winning caller, and we send a free bag right to your door. And it just is phenomenal and has been around. We've been advertising for Missing Link since the very beginning here on Animal World, and gosh, that's been at least 15 years, if not more, ago. And I just continue to get raves about it from our listeners and clients, and of course from my own animals. So I will let you know when it's time to call in sometime during the day. I'll give you the Missing Link word or words of the day. You'll pick up your phone line and give Kathy a call. Tell her what version you would like. Now, I'm going to give you phone numbers so you can jot them down. So when it's a time to call in and get your free remote session with Dr. Nels, you'll have the numbers, or when I tell you it's time to call in for the Missing Link. So jot these numbers down. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. That's 1-888-298-5569. And you can shoot us an email anytime during the show, or anytime during the week for that matter, to our animalworldlive@hotmail.com email address. That's animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. We have, I think I said I've got some follow-up and feature for you. So let's officially start the show so we can get to phone calls as soon as possible. And we officially start the show honoring the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And, of course, it is Sunday morning, so it kind of fits. And I've got a couple little prayers. Got a little prayer for our animals, Saint Francis prayer for our animals, and then one for us humans. And then we will do the peace and harmony affirmations. Okay, so I'm going to start with the prayer to Saint Francis, to our animal friends. Here we go. Good Saint Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. Saint Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty. Now, the Saint Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty. Now, this is the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative affirmation. There are thousands of people all over the world doing this affirmation up to five times a day, and we start with the affirmation for the world, which is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. We do that when you're doing it by yourself. The recommendation is to do it for 1 minute, which is repeating it 12 times. And then you repeat the one for Lord, fill me three times. But our radio version is we do each version three times. So I'm going to say them out loud, and I would love it if you said them out loud with me, or you can say them silently, or you cannot participate at all. It's completely up to you. So here we go. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Shanti, 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 which means peace, by the way, in Sanskrit. All righty, so we are now official. And can you imagine how powerful that is becoming with hundreds and thousands of people doing it all over the world?
Yes, indeed.
Every day? Wow. Yeah. All right. So, we are now official. I have a little bit of follow-up here to start with, and that is to remind you all, if you didn't know, and there should be no excuses, because I told you the premiere was last week, and I told you my favorite animal TV is on, and that is My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet with Jackson Galaxy, and the second new edition of My Cat from Hell aired last night. It airs, at least out here on the West Coast, at 8 p.m. on Animal Planet Saturday evening. Now, Kathy, did you watch? Oh, my goodness, Kathy. Shame on you, because it was really good. And I told you last week they've changed the format up slightly, and they do the two stories that they normally did, one in the first half hour and then the second story in the second half hour. Now they combine them and go back and forth between the two of them, which is interesting, and I like that. I liked the first premiere edition last week. They started a new segment, which is My Cat from Heaven, which kind of balances it out. It was a great story. But this week, they didn't do that segment. And I think it's probably because they needed all of the showtime to cover the two stories, two cases that they were covering. And again, two really great cases to follow. One was a very aggressive cat attacking its owner, and the second was a cat that was peeing inappropriately all over everywhere, which actually was a cat they rescued from Katrina and the flooding. And then, for lots of reasons, the cat started inappropriately urinating, and it had gotten so bad they had absolutely, like, no furniture in their house because she'd, you know, hosed everything. And it was really a sad situation. But Jackson to the rescue, and, of course, by the time he was done, the kitty was using her designer cat boxes and all over, and they were they had furniture in the house, and it was very, very cool. So that was really good. The case of the cat attacking the owner was similar to a case on the premiere issue of an aggressive cat, and it remains a frustration to me that I have not been able to connect with Jackson because I would lay money on the table that both of these aggressive cases had the endocrine immune imbalance that we talk about called Pleckner syndrome. And he doesn't know about that. So he doesn't know how to test for it. The case last week, they did do some kind of psychotropic drugs like Prozac for cats, and he was able to work out the situation. In this case, with this attacking cat, he had to, you know, alter the situation a lot, alter the owner's behavior a lot, and he was able to work it out, but she had to follow very specific behaviors with the cat. And again, I'd lay money on the table. It's a Pleckner cat, and they were in California. So, and Dr. Pleckner is in Los Angeles, and I don't know what part of California he's in, but when he's driving his pink convertible, they're in California, and that was the case. So it would be so easy for him to connect and actually meet Dr. Pleckner, and all of that, but. Unfortunately, when Kathy and I had an opportunity to connect with him when he was in town last fall, did a book signing here locally. But I guess I didn't do a good enough job at presenting myself to him. Because I have not heard, he said he would be delighted to do the show and wanted to, and connected with this person and left them all the information, but haven't heard from them, and have to just assume that he's just too busy, and which is understandable, but gosh, I would love to connect with him, and I would love to share the Pleckner information so he could check it out, and because, boy, it would so help him, have another answer besides having to totally recreate your life to live with a cat, or to do the Prozac for kitties, the psychotropic drugs, which can help resolve the problem and take the symptoms away, but it doesn't treat the underlying problem of the imbalance, which of course underlies, from allergies to cancer, all kinds of physical problems. So that's my frustration, and I just have to put it out.
Here's a tip.
Yeah.
And that is a lot of, in the world of marketing, which I've been studying a bit.
You have. You
yes.
Have.
They recommend at least 7 touches if you want a result, which means just a little howdy email saying, "Oh, hey, remember me?" And you don't have to re-say everything.
Yeah, the problem is that I don't have any direct contact information for him, and the only contacting is through the internet, website, Facebooks, that sort of thing, and he doesn't handle those things himself. And I have yet to even be able to post something like on the those sites, because I don't know. There must be some kind of clearinghouse that looks at posts, and for some reason they don't like mine. So anyway, it's kind of been frustrating. But I hear you on, seven touches. But maybe he has to come to town 7 times, and I need to get in line and say hello. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Yes, Kathy? Kathy wants to know if Dr. Nils could help the Jackson cats that were on the show. Well, at this point, they don't need any more help because he resolved the situations adequately enough. And
I can say, though, that I have worked with aggressive cats and had them calm down considerably by getting their fight or flight system reset.
Yeah. So, and many times he can very much help these cats, because you work with not only just physical problems but also behavioral or emotional issues.
Right. Because just like with the Pleckner syndrome, which is a physical issue,
right?
The nerve system issue is also a physical issue, and so I've recently worked on a little beagle that was, barking at the owner, and it's just. It's like, well, what's that all about? Well, it's a rescue. There's lots of things going on. But when I worked with that little animal, I definitely found the evidence that the body was stuck in fight or flight. And the first time I worked on the animal, I got a real energetic jolt that shot through one of my hands, indicating that a big release had happened. So, physically happening.
Now, because I'm aware of this case,
right.
As you know. Have you worked on the beagle more than once?
Yes, we did the second one 2 days ago.
And has anything improved with her behavior and the husband?
It seems to be starting to improve. We're going to, it wasn't like an overnight miracle.
Okay.
But it does look like her tolerance of the husband has improved, and you know, we'll let time tell. We'll keep in touch and find out what's going on there.
Super, super, yeah, yeah. Because I'm following that one as well. It's quite a bizarre case. And I don't think we've talked to them on the air.
I think maybe you might have with. Was Darcy?
Well, it might have been Darcy. Yeah. We had them on the air. This is the case of the research lab beagle from the University of Washington, that they keep them in the research programs for a year and then adopt them out. And this particular beagle had never in her whole entire life, because they're bred for the, you know, programs, you know, research and stuff, that this dog had never had any relationship with anyone other than females. And so Darcy saw all of her energy on the left side of her body and needed to be smoothed out and balanced out, and she felt that Dr. Nels could help a lot. So that's why, you know, that Dr. Nels is working on this dog now. But, you know, can you imagine having a dog that loves the wife, and the wife can do anything with it, but the dog just doesn't want anything to do with the husband? And if he's home alone, the dog just ignores him. But as soon as the wife comes home, then there's, you know, then there's the pack and the power in numbers, and this just barks like crazy at the husband. And of course, the husband just dearly wants to have a relationship and be friends with this dog. And it's also kind of bizarre, the only time that if they're in bed and he's laying down on the bed, the dog accepts him. And he can pet her and she'll take treats from him and that sort of thing. But that's the only time that she'll accept him.
It sounded like more recently that now, especially if she's not around, that if he gets down on the ground with the dog, that he can give it treats.
Oh, wow. So that's a huge improvement.
There's some improvement.
That's a huge improvement. Okay.
Still, when she comes home, she wants to bark.
Okay. And I suspect, and of course, I've given them techniques to deal with that, but it requires lowering the boom on this little dog. And, you know, people can have a hard time doing that when they've got a red, because we feel sorry for them and make them victims and all of that, even though their behavior really stinks and they really need to be pulled up by their bootstraps and knock it off. And so I suspect that the wife is not being as tough as she needs to be with this little gal.
Well, but we'll see. They I know they talked about using the rattling can and all that, and it seems like after a while the effect kind of wore off.
Well, that's because she runs, you know, as I've told them, they get smart enough to know you control it, and then they'll go to the other part of the room to avoid it. So she has to be on a leash and stay with her in order to not avoid the negative association and to have to learn the impulse control to control herself. All right, Kathy wants to chime in. Yeah, Kath?
You know, being that this dog was a lab animal, could it be that it's a biological problem or issue in as much as they've given this animal tests?
Well, we don't know what tests were done or what it's used for and that sort of thing. They have placed lots of other dogs from this dog's litter, the other dogs, and they don't have the same problem. Seems to be peculiar just to this dog. Everyone, of course, you know, we don't know for sure, but the dog appears, you know, normal and healthy in all other ways. When Darcy tuned in, she didn't get anything. Was out of whack that way. Other than the dog just had no experience with men, and you know, was quite shy, and when adopted, which, you know, because they aren't socialized properly and all that sort of stuff. And the husband is one of those men that absolutely adores dogs, and some of the worst offenders with very shy dogs that have not been properly socialized are the uneducated dog lovers, because we make direct eye contact, walk straight towards them, bend over them, want to touch and pet them, and we try to make up and be friends. But all of that, especially the physical body language and the fussing over them, to them is threatening. Like, you know, they have a son that comes over occasionally, and he doesn't like dogs, so he just ignored the dog and all of that. The dog's fine with him, and they're friends. See, because he didn't put any pressure on her. So it's all peculiar to this situation, but I don't believe it has anything to do with the actual research that was done on the dog. Does that make sense?
Mostly it sounded like they were just drawing blood for doing things with testing the blood.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you got more details on that. Yeah. So anyway, that's where we are. Okay. Let's stay on schedule here. We're going to take care of our advertisers, and It is the most important part of the show, so please listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. And let me give you phone numbers again, because we will now open phone lines. And until we have calls, we'll come back and chat about, you know, what is bioenergetic synchronization technique and what is it actually that Dr. Nails does, and that he can do it remotely on the air. But we have lots of miracle cases that have happened here on the air. So, all I had to say was phone lines are opening. So if you want to get in line, 425-373-5527 and 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. It is Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house. We've got open phone lines, and we'll be taking your calls for free remote sessions with Dr. Nels. And I forgot one thing on my follow-up. I just wanted to remind you again, my second favorite show on, well, it's kind of tied now, is premiering next Saturday night on Animal Planet, 10 p.m. It's called Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet, and he's a veterinarian with a huge practice in Denver, Colorado. And oh my gosh, the guy is phenomenal, really phenomenal. And if all vets in this world had the compassion and the generosity and willingness to serve that he had, man, we wouldn't have animals with problems. This guy is phenomenal. I can't wait for the new session. When you see how much he gives, and it's really incredible, and all of the variety of different things that he works with. But he's quite an extraordinary man. And anyway, adore him, adore the show. So that's Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vets, premieres next Saturday night at 10 p.m. And, of course, My Cat from Hell, Jackson Galaxy, airs the new show. The new edition every week is at 8 p.m. on Saturday night. And yesterday they had, like, a marathon of My Cat from Hells and played all of them over, you know, lots of them. And so you can learn a lot if you've got behavior problems with your cats. Okay, so Dr. Nails, while we're waiting for Kathy to get people screened and ready to go, why don't you just give us an idea of what bioenergetic synchronization technique is all about, and what the heck is it that you do?
All right. Well, sometimes it's a mystery to me as well. But in a nutshell, at least a good portion of what goes on with bioenergetic synchronization technique is that we reset the portion of the autonomic nerve system which controls everything that our bodies do. Especially we reset the fight or flight system, which when you're under stress or you've had a fright or felt like you're being attacked, that gets activated. And, you know, it doesn't take much in our society to feel threatened. You can get an envelope from the IRS and, you know, everything can just go south on you right there.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So an emotional, physical threat of some kind or
right,
trauma.
Right. It can be a trauma, a physical threat, or just an emotional, the idea of a threat can even do it. So, yeah, it's and that becomes a big deal because our body gets stuck on these responses and then it does not respond normally to everyday life. So let's just say you have a teeter-totter. On the one hand, you've got stress and threat and upset, and on the other, you've got rest and digest and relax and heal. And so they teeter back and forth as the normal thing. You get stress, you get the one side gets heavier, you get a good meal and good company and laughs, and the other side gets heavier. So it just rocks back and forth. But if you're really stuck in fight or flight, you don't get the rocking action. You just stay over there in fight or flight. You don't digest your food as well. You become fatigued from constantly. Your body is on this state of constant alert. So that's the underlying reason why what I do works, I guess, is the best way to put it. And for people, it's more about emotions. For animals, it's about their people's emotions and about their individual responses to traumas and stresses.
Yeah, because animals do pick up, process, and reflect back their human stuff.
Right.
And so, you know, you can give your animals a great gift if you take care of yourselves. So that's why sometimes people are calling in about their animals. Because, by the way, folks, you can call in about your animal friend. You can call in about yourself if you've got an emotional or physical issue. Because Dr. Nails can works on humans and animals. But if you're calling in about your animals, be prepared for him to say, oops, looks like I got to work on you first. Because sometimes you have to clear something with the human
to
open the door to work on the animal.
Right. Many times it's the best thing you can do for your animal is get yourself taken care of, get your fight or flight system reset.
Yeah. So Dr. Nails, he obviously works over the phone and does remotes, but he also works in person. He works out of the Darrington area here in Washington State, but you do several times a month. You do house calls and
right.
go to different areas or different businesses and meet people and their animals.
That's true.
For private sessions, you come out to my place once a month, and he works on me first, and then all of my animals.
Right.
And that's an incredible benefit. And you also can, this is another really neat thing, is you do a kind of bioenergetic synchronization technique form of kinesiology, and you can test for like food sensitivities or...
Right, toxic, whether something would be toxic for you, for example. Sometimes it's not nearly as much physically toxic as energetically toxic. You and it just won't get along. You're not energetically matched.
Yeah, so you can test an individual's compatibility
right.
with a food, with a drug, with a supplement, and you can also get a handle on dosages, what works and what doesn't.
Because,
you know, there are normal dosages that come along with most drugs and supplements, but that isn't always the right dose
it's
for individuals.
It's not necessarily, right, individually matched to you, and... I should say that I don't try to alter people's medical regimen. If they're on one, you know, many times I find that sometimes the substance, the drug, is not necessarily healthy for them, but based on the experience of both their doctor and themselves, it seems to be working. And I feel like, you know, okay, maybe it's not healthy, but it might be necessary for a while. So I'm not there to alter somebody's medical program.
Right.
And on the other hand, it surprises me how many times I actually find drugs that actually the body is accepting, because my personal philosophy is drugs aren't good. But here I go, I test somebody energetically, and that one works for them. Energetically, uh-huh, it tests uh-huh. out just fine. So yeah, I've had to yeah. alter my own thinking a little bit.
Yeah, well, good for you. That means you're open-minded. That's excellent. And if you would like to check out Dr. Nels Rasmussen, you can check out his website, www.nelshealingministry.com, and go to the testimonials and watch, because you've got some really miraculous cases.
Oh, I mean, and you should be aware of the new one I'm going to be putting up. That's the dog in Sacramento that I've worked on for the last 3 months. And she was paralyzed when we started, and now she's running around. And I've got a video that is almost complete. Soon it will be up on the website. I'll let everybody know through as many channels as I can when that gets on.
So this is interesting. This is a case in San Diego, and this dog was actually paralyzed from the waist down?
Yeah.
And you have, obviously, you've not had hands on this dog.
Right.
You have done this treatment with the owner's help over the phone.
Right.
For 3 months, so that means no drugs, no surgery for this dog. And the dog is up and running around again?
Yeah, somewhat miraculously, 5 days after the first session. And she'd been down, unable to walk for about 3 months.
Wow.
5 days after the first session, she actually got up on her feet for the first time in 3 months.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. All right, so that's the kind of miracle work we see. So how about let's check it out firsthand, huh?
Yeah.
All right, how about, well, and speaking of, where did you say this dog was?
Sacramento?
Oh, okay. Well, we're going to San Diego.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and we're going to welcome Caitlin. Caitlin, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, Martha. I wanted to let you know that Darcy worked on Abby some more yesterday.
Oh, that's...
We talked to Abby and found out more about her history and what's going on with her.
Okay, and Abby is your dog?
Well, Abby is my landlady's dog. Remember, she's a little Yorkie that goes off on other dogs.
Oh, that's right. And you've called in. Okay, so now you called in when Darcy was on the air, right?
Uh-huh.
And so Caitlin's down in San Diego, and she's staying with a woman that has this little dog, Abby. And Abby's, what, a six-year-old Yorkie?
Kind of 5'6". She was a rescue dog.
5'6". And Caitlin has been helping out with this dog and takes her out, but she gets the dog is really reactive and aggressive with other dogs and that sort of thing. But it sounds like now Darcy has worked with you again, but this time a private session. Did Darcy come up with any new information about Abby and so forth?
Well, it was interesting. I do this work called spiritual response therapy, so I had done some past life clearing on Abby. And uh-huh. what we found out was that Abby's first home and only other home besides this one was a ranch. And so she was able just to run around all she wanted. Uh-huh. There was a teenager that took care of her. And Abby, the teenager rode a horse, and Abby would, and there was another dog. And so they would all go out on the trails. And Abby had free rein. I guess she could run in and out of the house.
Oh, so that could be, that's a real change for her to then be in the city and be on leash.
Yeah.
And that, just being on leash, Dr. Nels, that does affect the freeze flight mechanism, because when dogs are able to run loose, they have the option of flighting, running away for stuff. And most dogs would opt to run away than fight.
Right.
But when they're on a leash or a tether, then in their mind, their option to run away or flight is canceled, so they immediately go to that fight. So now, I think Darcy felt that Dr. Nels could be of assistance to Abby, right?
Uh-huh.
All right.
The other thing that we found out was that the teenager had to leave, so there was, like, you know, this grief, and Abby's going, you know, what happened? And then the family that was left would feed her, but no one was really attending to her. and she was often getting swatted by newspapers for, you know,
so we got
she's
some
small
trauma
and
all of that. Now the
and
interesting
underfoot. Mm-hmm. And then also I guess they would take her to visit someone in an assisted living place, and she got run over by a walker.
Uh-oh.
So there began that, and then when she finally took off and couldn't find her way back, she was just out on the streets for 2 weeks, but I guess she was chased by a lot of dogs. So I guess she has, you know, that trauma baggage, and then a lot of, Darcy said she had a Santa Claus sack full of trauma.
And now it's interesting, Dr. Nels is starting to connect in, but before he gets really going here, I just wanted to point out that you don't necessarily, Dr. Nels, target a specific behavior or problem or whatever.
Right.
You just tune in to the animal or the human, and then you get kind of directed to what to do.
Right, right. What we need to do to what's in the highest priority to balance the system as much as we can right now.
So I
should ask, Kate. So, Caitlin, you're the one who sent me a couple emails, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. I wanted to be sure I was...
Have the right person.
We haven't really talked per se, but we've had a little bit of communication. So, okay, well, great. So I think I should tune in to Abby right now, don't you?
Yeah. It looks like have you got a connection with Abby
yes,
now?
Yes, I do. It took me a while to feel like I was there.
And now
I am, so it was good. We had this nice little conversation going.
Excellent.
I didn't find anything with Caitlin that needed done right now. So.
Caitlin, you're off the hook. He can just work on Abby.
So we'll check in with Abby here. Okay, yeah, it looks like classic fight, flight, what I call my basic reset is the most prominent things I usually find on an animal, the side of the neck and then down in the low back area, a couple of points that for whatever reason seem to really reflect where the energetic blockages occur in a state of fight or flight. So I'm working those right now, and it's not happening real fast, which the first set of points is usually a little slow because the body is really stuck in this fight or flight mode. Mm. Then once we get a good set of pulses coming in this real harmonious, synchronized way, which is just starting to happen, then what happens is the body essentially learns how to reset. And so now we've got that right side is
well. And it's interesting when you're, because I have a lot of experience with Dr. Nels working in person with hands-on, and I guess that's why you call it synchronization technique. What he does is it's just a very light touch with his index fingers on different points on the human or the animal. And when you have your fingers resting wherever you put them, you are feeling for a pulse of some kind?
Right. It's an energetic pulse, but it does feel like if you sit around, get real quiet with yourself and just focus on your hands, after a while you'll probably feel your heartbeat in your hands. And it feels kind of like feeling your heartbeat in your hands.
But when you start on an animal, you say it's not synchronized.
Yeah,
and it's different
usually,
in each hand. It's different
right.
in each.
One hand might be a strong and rapid thing and absolutely nothing in the other hand for a little while. Then it could switch and do exactly the opposite and bounce back and forth. And eventually they both slow down and synchronize.
So you keep your fingers in place until they synchronize.
Right.
And that means you're done on that point. And
right.
then you or those points. You're always doing 2 points at a time.
Right. It seems to work much better to connect upper half and lower half of the body in most of what I do. There are a few others.
So you'd have a finger on one side of the upper part of the body and on the same side on the lower part of the body.
Generally the same side. It works better that way. It's kind of like we don't want to get too many cross-wiring influences going. Okay. It just seems to work better.
And then you usually go to the same points on the other side of
Many
the body.
Many times we do. This time I switched to the left side now, and we're actually slightly different points, but they're similar. Sometimes it's like it's kind of like a funhouse mirror. they're not quite a perfect mirror. They're similar, but a little bit skewed. So I've got good pulses going. The basic reset part's done. So we'll check and see if there's anything else that Abby needs.
All right.
Okay, and what I'm going to do next is 2 points on the head, and what you want to be doing, Caitlin...
Are you on one on each side of the head?
One on each side of the head,
oh, okay.
And what you want to be doing, Caitlin, is telling Abby if she's there, And if she's not, just think this and picture her, that she's a good girl.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, she's in my lap.
Okay, great. Because I like this.
So you want to tell her she's a good girl.
Yeah, she's a good girl. Dog. And when I do I feel these points synchronize. A lot of times the animals will get kind of sleepy looking as a result of feeling that, you know, good girl energy and getting their hemispheres balanced in their brain. So we've got good pulses going again.
Yeah, it's quite amazing how the animals do seem to really enjoy this.
Oh, yeah.
All of my animals enjoy it. In fact, we have trouble keeping my cats off of Dr. Nell's table until it's their turn, because it's like, do me first.
Yeah.
And they just lay there and motor their way through the treatment.
They love it.
Yeah.
I could feel the energy.
All right, great, good. And so we've done what was in highest priority for Abby, so now it's just a matter of you got to let a little time go by and see how she responds.
Okay, is it usually good to get another session with you?
Yes. Generally speaking, there's more than one layer of, of response that needs to be peeled away. And in this case, when I'm on the radio, I'm doing what is the highest priority, and we're basically stopping with that, whatever the very highest priority is. When I work with somebody more individually, we take 20 minutes to a half an hour, and we usually can get two or three layers peeled away.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is like just the beginning for her. Now, that's not to say we've had some cases of, the ones I'm thinking of have been like acute changes in behavior related to specific incidences.
Yeah.
And they've called in and initially describe what's going on. And I've been thinking, well, anyway, Dr. Nels has done his thing, and then the next report from these people is that it immediately solved all the problems, and the individual's behavior, you know, the dog's behavior went back to normal.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's a one-time thing.
Right.
But usually when you've got chronic behavior or chronic physical things.
Right, or if they've had, you know, a series of different events in their life where we haven't necessarily eradicated everything.
Yeah, there's more to clear. So it can take a longer session or multiple sessions. Like, for example, the paralyzed dogs, I think it's like somewhere between 4 and 7 treatments sometimes before we have...
Usually it takes, 4 to 7 sessions, even a little longer sometimes, before they even get on their feet the first time. And then from there, you're still working to, you know, get their body stronger and healthier. But I like that one in Sacramento, got up in 5 days after the first session.
All right.
Amazed everybody.
Okay, Caitlin, thanks for calling Animal World.
Great talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Nice talking to you. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we got to take care of advertisers for the last time in this hour. Kathy and Everett, hold on. You will be next. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with human-grade, all-whole natural raw food sources. They perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs. It eliminates hairball problems in cats and all kinds of other stuff as well. There are a number of formulas for you to choose from. Three for dogs. There's one that focuses on hip and joints, the one that focuses on skin and coat, a senior dog formula that has the New Zealand green mussel in it. There is a cat formula. There's the wellness vegetarian blend. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other critters like guinea pigs, hamsters, the like. There is a bird formula, there's a poultry formula, and there's a horse formula. And I want you to ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or you can go directly to the company, www.missinglinkproducts.com, or give them a call at 1-800-774-7387.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we did talk about Missing Link during the ad that we just ran, so we do have some open phone lines, so why don't we start the Missing Link giveaway now. If you would like to win a free bag, your choice, we give away all the varieties of Missing Link except the horse. You can have any other variety that you want. All you have to do is pick up your phone and call Kathy and help out. We'll do the Missing Link words of the day, bioenergetic synchronization technique. You can just use BEST if you can't remember that. And local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 1-888-298-5569. We've got several open lines, so give Kathy a call right now and pick up the Missing Link if you'd like it for your animal friend. And speaking of the phones, let's get back to the phones. And by the way, if you'd like to talk to Dr. Nels, you can call as well, because we have open lines. We're going to Everett. And Kathy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Thank you.
Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hello.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'll tell you what, Martha. You saw Bindi about a week ago, and she is doing remarkably well.
Okay, well, now Bindi is your little dog. Tell everybody what kind of a dog is Bindi.
Oh, she's a terrier mix, and she's a rescue. I got her at the Noah Center. Originally, she came up from Los Angeles, and I don't have any history really on her.
Okay, and what's going on with her?
Well, what was going on was that she was barking and growling at people and dogs, and she's not doing that anymore.
How about that?
Right. Now, quite interesting, because Kathy adopted this dog from the shelter, and she lives in kind of, you know, a big, you know, kind of apartment complex and so forth. And I think your daughter went with you to adopt Bindi, right?
After
she adopted her, her daughter's scared of Bindi, and so they don't see each other as much, and all, because Bindi would just, one of the most frightened and sensitive dogs that I've met in a very long time. So the first thing I had to do is we had to take Bindi's power away, and we had to take that bark away.
Yeah.
So the wonderful, a little sound interruption, negative association with my great little rat shake can worked very well. And then she had already formed a reputation where Kathy lives. And when we went out for our walk to see how we did and to teach her to not bark at everybody outside, some of the other residents around would see her coming and go, woof, 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 woof. You know, I mean, everybody kind of, she had a reputation already. But we had a good session and were able to be around other residents and just have them ignore because she's very frightened. And I got very strongly that she, at the very least, this little Bindi needed a reboot on this freeze flight mechanism because we don't know what the trauma was, but there's got to have been a lot of trauma. So you say, Kathy, since I've been there, she's doing well and not barking anymore?
Yes, it's remarkable. It really is.
And so how is she doing otherwise? Are the other residents around following the rules and kind of ignoring her? And
Yes.
And is she becoming any more comfortable and starting to warm up to people at all?
Yes, she is, and to dogs. I took her out this morning, and a little dog that she used to bark at walked right up to her and sniffed Bindi at both ends, and Bindi just stood there. But now I have one problem with her now is she doesn't like to go outside.
Oh, she doesn't want... And that may be, see, because we took her power away.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, even
right.
though she's behaving much better and she's starting to make friends and all of that, she still may be have that freeze fright. Now, Dr. Nels is already connected, and he's working. I think you're on your second set of points with
right.
her already. Are you picking up that she was stuck in
well,
whatever,
I'm getting,
what are you getting
I'm getting
with
some
her?
Work. It's completely different than the basic reset that I see so often.
Oh,
yeah.
oh,
this
okay.
one is a little different set of points, and I think it often relates more to maybe neck and front shoulder kind of issues. Mm. So... we'll see what happens, but an animal that has this problem probably isn't feeling real secure because they don't feel real strong.
So
this
okay.
will help reset that, you know, that where they feel strong in their front end again. And I think that's often a factor is an animal gets defensive because they don't feel like
when their physical
at their
body
best.
Doesn't.
Yeah.
You know, if a dog's physical body mm-hmm. doesn't feel healthy and normal and strong. You know, in the dog's mind, the best defense is a powerful offense. So if they feel weak or threatened on some level, their plan is to act as tough and as nasty as possible to convince who's ever going to mess with them they're too tough to mess with. And that, of course, what our little Bindi was doing is barking at everybody.
All right. So it was a mirror image on both sides of the body.
Okay.
And anyway... Done, handled.
So that's what we've done.
It should help her feel more confident.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. So, Kathy, your job now, if she's, you know, like acting like she doesn't want to go out, now we'll see, because just this reset that and what Dr. Nels has done and this treatment may eliminate some of the problem, and she may be more cooperative and more wanting to go out and so forth. But
okay.
your thing is to remember, don't form any negative absolute beliefs about this. See her being friendlier and friendlier and loving to go out and all of that. And when it's time to go out, if she doesn't want to go, the more she resists, the happier and the jollier you get.
Oh, okay.
And you just march her right out saying, oh, boy, we're having a good time. We're going for a walk, la, 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 la. And you just ignore the fact that she's saying, oh, God, no, I don't want to go. You say,
okay.
Woohoo, here we go. And then maybe as soon as you get out the door, give her a little treat, you know, and so positive associations. But don't get mad at her. Don't correct her. But just get happy and jolly and make her do it, okay?
Oh, okay.
And then we'll see how this the Dr. Nell's treatment affects her.
Okay.
And, you know, he's on every other month, so we can follow up, or, you know, we can get together for private work if necessary. Mm-hmm. But you keep me posted. And
all right.
I want you to call me this week and let me know how she's doing and what's going on, okay?
I will. And I didn't talk to you about this one issue
mm-hmm.
when you were here. She sleeps all the time. Yeah, and I'm kind of concerned about that.
You got any sense about that, Dr. Nels?
You know, not really. I see plenty of animals that sleep all the time, and I generally don't worry about that if when they're awake, they're wide awake and ready to go.
Okay.
Some animals just need lots of sleep, like teenagers.
Yeah, and that may start to change as she becomes more confident and wanting to go and do things more.
Oh, okay.
Okay, see, and so that's why I want you checking in with me at least once a week to let me know what's going on if we need to adjust stuff, okay?
Okay, that sounds great, Martha.
All right.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, and thank you, Dr. Nels.
All right, Kathy, thank you.
All right, Kathy, I'll look forward to your next report. Oh, and
all
you're
going
to call in next week, too, because we've got Jude and Paul Ponton. I found it's a nice combination. Dr. Nels does this physical work on them, and then Jude and Paul can work on the energy around her and anything that might be going on in the environment or around her that's keeping her down. So make sure you call next Sunday, too, okay?
I sure will.
All righty. Thanks for calling Animal World.
And thank you. Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. And it looks like before we're going to close out hour number one and then fire up hour number two. Phone lines are open. If you'd like to get in line for a session with Dr. Nels, local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And a little birdie told me to say, happy birthday, Carlene. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.